Satnam, everybody. It is December 17th, full moon in Gemini in sun sign Sagittarius. So what are we talking about here? We are pointing to the stars. The stars, what are the celestial stars telling us? They are pointing us the direction to Sagittarius, higher mind. Remember the centaur shooting the arrow. To the higher mind, to our sattvic angelic nature. Connected with the Gemini, the curiosity, the explorer, the one that wants to know, the one who is open to many different experiences. So this is a beautiful period of time with the solstice coming right up, only a few days away, which is a time of resetting our frequencies. So the two solstices are the main reset points every year. So this is resetting our frequency to our sattvic or angelic nature. So what Yogi Bhajan was having a conversation with me earlier. I don't know if it's exactly a conversation. I'll mostly say I was listening to the master or trying to. And what he was saying is that he's been working with us on sending through the codes or the steps. We've been talking about the tattvas and the gunas, and that there's 31 tattvas between source frequency and manifestation on the planet. So we have the first five tattvas that we're familiar with: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Sounds like the band Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that the other tattvas, he said, we can just give numbers to it, but the 11th tattva or code, he's saying, is we're moving into, once we move out of the five, we move into more and more refinement. And he's saying today, he's sending us through the codes for the 11th tattva or step or dimension. So we're moving into angelic frequencies. And he's saying, he's seeing us all in the new year, walking as divine angels on the planet. And he's saying, don't get too lofty or mystical about it. He's saying it's just about being that refined being, that being, he's saying, that is an inspiration and a teacher to everyone, and that the planet needs, he's saying, more than ever. He needs us to be teachers in 2014. So that means walking in our angelic or more purified or more sattvic nature. So if everybody can just breathe in. And I'm just going to chant Om Namo. So if you're not muted, just listen, because the time delay doesn't allow us to chant together. Otherwise, so we can chant together, but we can't hear each other. It just comes out garbled. So just inhale. And beautiful. So inhale, and what Sarah Singh Sab is directing us right now, he's saying, he's putting the codes in the Om Namo and in our field, but he's saying when we tune in with the Om Namo, feel it as we know in our bodies, but with the Dev. So I don't know if you felt that, but right then with the Dev, Namo, that's the divine, that's an activation. So he's saying the Om Namo is preparing our vibration, our receptiveness, and then Guru Dev is calling upon the light within, as we know, to activate our divinity. So he's saying that he's encoding that for us now, and I could feel it when we were chanting that, the Dev Namo, to activate our angelic natures, our divinity, to take it to that 11th code or codice or frequency or divine platform of elevation, and he's saying he does see us walking together in 2013, and, you know, separately, but unified, and see us being different places to uplift the area and the people. And he's saying he's sending us off into these angelic frequencies to be teachers on the planet in 2014. We already are, but it's a different frequency. It's the 11th. He's calling it the 11th step, or the 11th tattva. Okay, so I'm kind of feeling that in my nervous system. So just breathe and see if you can let that come through you. I feel it. I see it like kind of streaming golden light being interwoven in our cellular structure and our DNA. Good. Excellent. Okay, wonderful. Okay, good. All right. So that's what is coming through right now. So he's saying just keep deep breathing through this call, even put one hand on your belly. So you're inhaling, you're pushing the belly out, and exhaling, pushing the belly back towards the spine, pushing the hand up. So he wants us to be in kind of a relaxed state to receive these energies. Okay, good. Thank you. That's it. All right, we got the point. We have the access point. Good, good. Okay, excellent. So, let me see if I can get grounded enough to talk a little bit more about what else is happening. Good. So I kind of had this sort of, what I experienced to be kind of a finer, I'm having those moments too that I'm kind of moving into these finer realms. But it was kind of an interesting experience the other day. The other day where I was in my room, my little office room, and there's a neighborhood cat that likes to hang out at our house. We call it the best of both worlds. We have a pet, but we don't have to take care of it, but it's really great. So sort of a long-haired, furry cat. And the cat especially likes my son. Well, the cat really likes my son. It's more like the cat and my son have a really nice, very beautiful bond. So I was just sitting in my room, and the front door was open, and, you know, I felt this presence. I was looking at my computer, so I wasn't really thinking, but I felt it really strongly. And the cat very gently walked in, and it was so clear, the communication, that the cat was totally looking for my son. It kind of looked at me, and what was interesting to me is I was in this very clear state of hearing this cat so clearly, its communication talking to me. Again, this is not anything like super unusual, but it was kind of the clarification. It was so obvious to me. I think somebody needs to mute. I'm getting a little feedback. You can come back in a minute. So, and the cat was looking around. It was totally focused on finding my son. And so then it started walking around, and my son was actually taking a shower. So then the cat tuned in, walked over exactly to the bathroom door, and was standing at the door, and realized it couldn't get in the bathroom door. Then it jumped up on the windowsill behind the curtain and was walking behind there, thinking maybe it could get into the bathroom through that way, and it couldn't. And then it just sat there behind the curtain, and I could tell it was totally waiting for him to come out. And like I said, it's not super unusual for me to communicate with animals. I like to communicate with animals. But there was something about the quality of this that was so clear. And I felt it so deeply. And the message that I got was, yes, this is going to be normal for more and more people on the planet as we move into these frequencies, we move into these higher realms. There's going to be more clear communication together with all life on the planet. So I actually felt really encouraged. And that was just an example of, for me, moving into a very clear Sattvic moment and getting the message that this is going to be the new normal for many people on the planet, that people have to become aware or will be become more and more aware of the interconnectedness and the communication that actually is happening on the planet between all living things. So I felt encouraged. So Yogi Bhajan saying, yes, we're holding that frequency, and as many others are, but we're holding that frequency of the interdimensional, shall I say, communication systems that are already in place on the planet but have been interfered with by constant bombardment of so much, you know, 3D and all these toxins and everything else. So he's saying as we become aware and hold that frequency and then radiate that out in the field, then it allows others to move into that field. So he's, he's downloading some codes, the 11th dimension codes right now. I'm feeling that coming in through my third eye, into my solar plexus, down into my feet. Okay, I'm feeling that. And I know Tej Pete a minute ago suggested that she was feeling some different feelings around the solar plexus. And I'm also feeling some anxiety. And it's kind of the anxiousness of just these big transitions that we're going through, the people are going through on the planet. So as we, he's again reminding us that we're also archetypes and surrogates for the planet. So as we're feeling things in our bodies, he's saying, breathe into them and send healing to ourselves, but also feel that we're sending healing into the field for others who aren't really, don't know what to do with their anxiety. They don't know how to transmute their anxiety into these more pure frequencies. They don't know how to move from the negative and the positive mind into the neutral mind. So he's reminding us that we're surrogating. If we feel things, it can be that many people feel that. Good. So just go ahead and move, breathe into your solar plexus. He's sending us some healing energy, some beautiful oranges. Good. And also part of this solar plexus anxiety is the planet Uranus he's talking about. And it's going direct today. It's been in retrograde. So it's the change of direction is also, and remembering that Uranus is an outer planet and it's the inner revolutionary, how we individually relate to external authority. So we are, the big change is that people have to become their own internal authority, but also, as I was saying, their own internal, everybody has to have their own internal connection with life, the purity of life that's already, the web of life. So it's really a direction of the revolution is for people to actually take their own internal higher authority, become divine. That's the inner revolution that's happening on the planet right now. And I'm just getting a lot of downloads, so to speak, in my third eye, kind of like an expansion, but also feels kind of a little bit like a pressure. Kind of interesting. Okay, just take a breath. Good. So we have this T-square with these planets, Jupiter and Pluto, Jupiter opposite Pluto. So anything, again, that's stuck in the subconscious, we've been playing around with that for a while, will come to our awareness, will be expanded for us to see an opportunity to purify our subconscious, our deepest thoughts, and Uranus and Aries. So again, how we individually... What the individual revolution is in Aries, our individuality, how we express that in relationship to the whole, to what's around us. So Mars moving into Libra, so moving into balance with the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and that's the Venus is the vertical part of the energies, and Mars is the horizontal. So when those are crossing with the T-square, what at the midpoint, at the point where they cross, then they start to spin and spiral out. So we're moving, with the frequencies of the Milky Way galaxy or the spiral frequencies or the DNA or the crystalline frequency. So this is an activation point. So this is a lot of kind of words, but just know that it's an activation point of balancing ourselves, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, into this grand cross. So of course what this can mean is that the things of lower frequencies we might feel crucified by. Just to, you know, use a little verbiage there. But if we keep spinning, moving into the spin point, and we can spin out from the solar plexus, from the third chakra, up into the heart and around, up to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and back down to the crystalline frequencies of the mother. Remembering this is all the divine, all directed by the divine feminine activation at this time. But if, as we spin these frequencies, okay, good. Thank you, everybody. Yogi Bhajan is right now working with spinning, like spinning, like what, Rapunzel, like the fairy tale. The alchemy, good. Okay, I'm feeling, as we spin these frequencies, we purify them, like spinning fine gold threads. Good. So whenever we feel like the heaviness in the different chakras, we can spin them into these frequencies. Good. Okay, excellent. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Right. So with the Mars that's taking action, so Mars and Libra, so how do we balance? How do we take action to balance our sattvic or divine nature within ourselves? And those are the frequencies, the codes that Yogi Bhajan's aligning us with right now. Good, good, beautiful. Excellent. So full moon in Gemini, be curious how to activate the divine. And then we move into our destiny, reaching our destiny, our divine purpose, because Mars is moving towards. So we are moving towards our destiny. We're moving towards our divine purpose. We're moving towards our sattvic, our angelic self, so that we're walking on the planet as angels, as guides for others, as a light for others during this angelic time of year with the holidays and Christmas and angels. Beautiful. So it's about creating that unity amidst the diversity of the planet. So we individualize, and then as we weave our consciousness with this, right now we're getting the code to the 11th dimension. We unify with that frequency as we accept our individual destiny. Beautiful, beautiful. So we get to move into this field as with this knowledge, as the knower, rather than one who's, you know, lost in these energies, as many are on the planet. So as we get found, then we can guide others. We can be the guiding light. We can be the the star. We can be the the wise women, the wise Adi Shaktis, the wise Shaktis. As we move up, the female, the divine feminine, the vertical energy, balancing with that Mars and Libra, the horizontal. So beautiful, beautiful. That's a little about the astrology and knowing that, as I said, that solstice is a reset point. So when you meditate on the solstice energy, pull in, remember, you know, with the Om Namo, pull in your divinity, this 11th dimension reset point. Beautiful. And it has to do with breathing in appreciation for yourself, for all of life, for all of your experiences, for just, so Yogi Bhajan's saying, like, especially the things that we don't like, or we think, like, the negative mind or our mind gets stuck on, he's saying the way to move into the neutral mind, to spiral into the 11th dimension, is to, he's saying, especially the things that, you know, in our own minds, the things we wouldn't tell anybody yet. I used to love those lectures with Yogi Bhajan. He's laughing, where you'd be sitting there very innocently, and then he would start talking about something really personal that you thought only in your own mind that you hadn't told anybody else. It was pretty funny. So it's those kind of moments he's saying, yes, I'm working with you, I am you. So he's saying, especially those things in your own mind that you think nobody else knows about, that you don't, he said, take those ideas or whatever and appreciate all of your dark side. Solstice is going into the dark side as well as your light side. So appreciate, once you move into appreciation about it, appreciate that you can have whatever experiences you have. And then he's saying the appreciation actually neutralizes what we consider to be maybe negative experiences, like maybe I ate, you know, too much sugar at that last party, too many cookies, and now I gained weight and my clothes are too tight, or, you know, whatever it happens to be, the things we don't tell, we maybe think about over and over in our minds. He said, appreciate that you could go to the party and eat the cookies and that you could have the human experiences. So see what he's doing? He's helping us spiral up rather than getting stuck in, like, the loop. He's saying the spiral, appreciation and the spiral energy, which is what we're a part of. We live in a spiral galaxy. Appreciation helps us spiral out of the addictive loops of going over and over and over something, so we can practice, oh, it's great, I got to have that experience, and that takes it more into the neutral, where, oh, isn't it great, I get to have lots of experiences. Oh, isn't it great, I get to experience, you know, my all these tattvas. I get to experience, you know, the senses. I get to experience feeling. I get to experience being in body. And I get to experience my angelic divine selves. And I get to experience purifying myself at this moment. Okay, I need to drink some lemon water and not eat sugar till the next party. You know, whatever it is. But he's saying that to make it more doable, to link appreciation with the spiral energy, keeps us vibrating at this 11th dimension as angels. And, of course, he has to say that maybe at the next party you won't eat quite so much sugar, or maybe you won't need it, you know, because he's saying as we're vibrating at these higher frequencies, we're not going to be drawn to, you know, the experiences that may be constrictive, but we're going to move into a more expanded state. And when we float in those frequencies, we'll be less drawn to things that, you know, lower our vibration, basically. But he's also smiling and saying, enjoy yourself and, you know, don't be too strict. He's saying that self-criticism is not where we want to go. So he's saying definitely don't get into that, you know, during the holidays. And, you know that we want to move into a self-appreciation and then appreciate our surroundings, whatever they are, and then that will open up to appreciating our divine nature. That's what he's working with us right now, is being able to appreciate our divine nature. That's part of the 11th code that we're getting right now. And that when we are anchored more in our divine identity, then we can appreciate whatever's going on, whatever we are, whatever is going on around us. So that's the anchor. And it's really about working with the tattvas so that we're enjoying the earth and we're not attaching our identity to the earth, knowing that all shifts. So we're walking lightly, lighter and lighter on planet Earth. And as we do that, the planet herself is becoming lighter and moving into these ascension star frequencies. So the planet is becoming more star-like rather than kind of the heavy 3D planet. So we're moving in that direction. And that's helps us to let go of personal suffering and then release the suffering that is on the planet. And we're moving ultimately into a planet. This planet will be releasing suffering. So ultimately we'll move into a frequency where we're not suffering. People aren't suffering on the planet. So I know that may seem like a big leap, but that's the frequency. That's the promise. That's the frequency of this code that he's sharing with us today. And then as we can connect, like I was talking about with my little cat story, that feel that connection with life, then it, you know, it takes away the suffering of loneliness and the suffering of feeling separate and the suffering of feeling, you know, maybe forgotten. I'm feeling that there's a lot of people on the planet feeling forgotten. And he's saying even the moment we start appreciating the any types of misery, that the appreciation makes it go away. I know I was thinking the other day that they put a call out on the radio for homeless shelter for people, because it was, even in San Diego, it's a little warmer now, but it gets cold at night, and it was really cold and stayed cold during the day. I know it's not as cold as the rest of the country, but for homeless people, and it was raining being out at night, so they put out a call for warm clothes and things. So we took over like 3 bags of warm clothes and wool sweaters and things, cleaned out my closet and collected a few and went to the thrift store. So I just dropped them off at the homeless shelter so they could distribute them, you know, to people for nights. And it just, you know, that was an example for me that I could really do something. I could appreciate that I have, you know, a warm place to sleep at night, and I could share some extra warm clothes that I had, you know, just sitting in my closet, and that people had, you know, given away, get at the thrift store for not a lot of money, and some nice wool sweaters and, you know, warm pants and things. And so it was beautiful, but I just felt that lighter, that I could lighten my load and become a little bit lighter and more kind of, you know, sattvic, and I could share. So that was, you know, kind of a simple example for me of appreciation and just helping, you know, step by step release some of the misery on the planet. It may seem simple, but, you know, it's things like that, he's saying, that when we move into to just simple steps to help ourselves and help others, and we increase the appreciation in ourselves and others, that it spreads out. It spreads out more than we even know. So he said that, you know, that we, without living in appreciation, we're not going to be connected to our sattvic divine nature. So this is, he's saying that in other countries, Thailand and Japan, women are taught to appreciate, but in the West, we're not taught that as much. So it's a good reminder to just move into this attitude of gratitude. And then with our great attitudes, we become great. So it's the be attitude, be grateful, be appreciative. And he's telling us that our gratefulness will make us great. Thank you, sir. And he said it takes everything away. So why bother with anything else? He's kind of joking around with us now. So thank you, everybody. Very beautiful. Okay, so now for our meditation, we are going to chant Ad Such, and that's to help us move through any limitations.
Wahe Guru, 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 W Waheguru, 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 Waheguru.
Thank you.
kind of, I'm really feeling that spiral energy. Because that, wow, that awesome. A lot of spiral frequencies. So, if anybody would like to share what they're feeling, I'm just I'm definitely in an altered state just from breathing and chanting. So that's what he wants us to work with during this break. We'll be back together January 7th. I can't believe it. Next Tuesday is Christmas Eve. I can't believe it's so fast.
I know, tell me about it.
Yeah. But, yeah, he wants us to, you know, when we do the Om Namo, tune in on the 11th dimension, 11th code, and the Dev, our divine nature, and chant Asatis to release any, you know, blocks from the past year, and that's what he's showing me for this break, this Christmas break, this holiday break, we'll say it that way. So how's anybody else feeling? I'm kind of swirly. I'm like, ooh.
Very swirly. That's a good description.
The giddy swirly moment.
Or squirrely.
Swirly, squirrely, giddy, yeah. Swirly, swirly. What's squirly, swirly? Good. Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, happy solstice and happy holidays, everybody. And you'll all be in my heart. And would anybody like to share anything else before we complete this mission of the moment? Mission of the moment.
I just want to say thank you and I love you, all of you. Just knowing you're out there somewhere, just such beautiful people, healing for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Satnam.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Satnam. Happy New Year. We'll all be celebrating together in this dimension.
And higher dimension 2014.
That's it.
Hey. Anchoring
again.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Satnam. Happy holidays, everybody.
Love you all.
Peace to all. Satnam.